Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's 103.2, available on the web at heart1032.com.au.
Hey, good morning to you.
Now, he was called the father of Christian rock, and I believe you had the privilege of meeting him and knowing him.
Look, I had the opportunity of meeting Larry on a number of occasions. Some of those were great experiences and some of those were not so great. Here in Australia, he certainly wowed all the crowds, and he really was articulate and really just understood the message, I guess, that we all needed to hear for a certain time.
Wes, what's the one thing that Larry Norman will be remembered for?
I think there are two things that he'll be remembered for. One, the controversy. And the controversy was that he was always talking about get your life right, and he was always challenging the church to get its act together. The thing that I think that people are going to remember is the legacy of the influence of people like Keith Green, Randy Stonehill, and so many others, including Australia's own Paul Coleman.
When I think of Larry Norman's music, I think of songs like Why Should the Devil Have All the Good Music? And also I Wish We'd All Been Ready, that DC Talk covered back in the 90s. What do you think is his biggest song?
Look, I think the song, I wouldn't say that I have any particular favourite of Larry's, but I would say that the songs that have the most resonance with people are Why Should the Devil Have All the Good Music?
Yep.
And that was the song that was parodied quite a bit in the Simpsons comics. Also, Sweet, Sweet Song of Salvation, and the song that you spoke about, I Wish We'd All Been Ready.
Tell us a bit about the timeline of Larry Norman. How did he get started?
Larry Norman was there in the 1960s. He was part of a group called People, and he had a recording contract with a mainstream record label. Around this time, there was the beginning of the Jesus movement, and he had a faith, and it was very, very strong. Not everybody in the band People shared that faith, and a couple of them were Scientologists. And it got down to the point of, well, either you become a Scientologist or you get out of the band, Larry, even though he was the lead singer. And so what happened? He decided that he would go solo, despite the fact that with People, he'd already had a number 7 hit record in America. So he went out and did things solo. This is around about the time where Barry McGuire is doing his Eve of Destruction thing and not quite a Christian at this stage. And what this lone voice appeared to be saying to the church, hey, the church is not just for the righteous. It's also for the prostitutes. It's also for the people who are got stuff that they need to deal with, and the church needs to be looking after the needy. I mean, in the 1960s, remember, so much of church was a society church. So he comes along with this message, and it disturbs the religious conservative anyway. And so what happens with the music is it starts to roll, and it starts to get an audience. After all, he's got long hair, and it's long blonde, and it was longer than the Beatles was. So he was seen as a radical, someone who was out there, and unfortunately he became seen, I guess, as one separate from the church rather than working with the church. But what happened, there was a role begin, and he began to influence people like Randy Stonehill, Keith Green, and is credited, you know, over a number of years of having influenced their conversions. And then there was a whole pile of artists that came out on the Solid Rock record label, for example, which was his own label, because by this time, he had decided, well, the only way that he was going to get this music out was to do it independently. This man was 40 years ahead of the rest of the world in doing music or independent music.
Yeah, first indie. Bit of a John the Baptist, I guess you could say, in Christian circles too, really.
I think that's the perfect description for him. He was a John the Baptist and really just went out there and just tried with all of his heart and deadpan humour to try and convince people that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. And, you know, one of the things that he's often credited with is that, you know, one-way sign, you know, that finger with the index finger, as that is the way. And so that, if that, nothing else, we'll remember that as being the thing that Larry Norman brought to Christianity.
We hope you enjoyed this Sydney's 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit heart1032.com.au.